Topic 3. Unit 6B. Exercise 3.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Energy Podcast. My name is Jane Tranter and my guest today is Tim Devoto, an expert in alternative sources of energy. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you for the invitation, Jane.
Now, Tim, we've been looking at solar energy a lot over the last couple of weeks. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the pros and cons of the other main alternative energy sources. So let's start with hydroelectricity. Everybody thinks that water power must be clean. Does it have any significant disadvantages?
There are two main types of hydroelectric power station: the ones that are linked to a reservoir and dam, and those plants that are built to be driven by running water, for example, on a river. Both are expensive to build and often take years or even decades of construction work. This means that a huge investment is required before you see any return in the form of electricity. The other main disadvantage is that hydroelectric plants can have huge environmental impacts. Dams and reservoirs interrupt the natural flow of a river system. This leads to disrupted animal migration paths, issues with water quality, and can mean that wildlife and humans are displaced.
For example, the Three Gorges Dam in China.
Yeah, that is the extreme example. 13 cities, 140 towns, and 1,350 villages were either flooded or partially flooded by the reservoir, which meant that over 1 million people had to be relocated. This huge project shows how important the topography is. You can't build hydroelectric power stations in dry, flat areas that have little precipitation. You need lots of rivers, preferably with mountains like in the Alps. And even here, the number of suitable sites is getting smaller every year.
And the opposition to new dams, I suppose?
That's right. The negative environmental impacts are usually lower with running water systems or coastal systems that harness wave energy or tidal power.
So, what are the benefits of hydroelectric?
Well, it is clean and renewable, of course, as long as the water keeps flowing. And once the reservoir and hydroelectric plant have been built, it can produce electricity cheaply for many decades, such as the Kaprun Dam in Austria, which has been in operation since the 1950s. And the fact that the water is stored in the reservoir means that it can also be used like a battery to produce energy at peak times when it is needed the most. In Kaprun, electricity is produced when demand is highest, and it is therefore more expensive. During periods of lower demand, when electricity is cheaper, the water can be pumped back to a higher reservoir ready to be used again.
Okay, so let's look at wind energy. Again, people think this is a clean, renewable energy source. So what disadvantages are there here?
Well, wind is a source of energy that you can't store in the same way as water. A wind turbine's effectiveness in generating electricity depends on the weather. If wind speeds are too low on any given day, the turbine's rotor won't spin. This means wind energy isn't always available in times of peak electricity demand.
So it can be irregular and is not as reliable or controllable as hydroelectric power.
That's right. But one of the biggest downsides of wind energy is the noise and visual pollution. Wind turbines can be noisy when the blades are rotating, which is something that a lot of people underestimate. Additionally, because wind turbines need to be built up high enough to capture a good amount of wind, the turbines can often interrupt otherwise scenic landscapes, such as mountain ranges, lakes, oceans, and more.
So everybody thinks that wind energy is a good thing, but nobody wants to have wind farms in their local area.
But those are not the only reasons for opposition to wind turbines. A wind turbine's blades are very large and rotate at very high speeds. Unfortunately, their blades can harm and kill species that fly into them, like birds and bats, which means that a lot of wildlife groups are actually opposed to new wind farms. Because of all these reasons, wind farms, the turbines and generation sites, have to be located quite far from the population centres where the electricity is needed. Therefore, transmission lines are infrastructure that must be built for this form of energy generation to be successful.
And the advantages?
Actually, although people don't want to see wind turbines in their backyard, wind power has a lot going for it. Once they are in operation, wind turbines don't require burning any fossil fuels to operate. Wind energy is completely renewable and occurs naturally in our atmosphere, so we don't have to worry about supply issues in the future.
That's very interesting. Okay, Tim, thanks for talking to us today. It's been wonderful.